Greetings and salutations once again. This is Bill Miller coming to you directly from JetBlue Park, the beautiful new spring training facility for the Boston Red Sox by WHAV. I'm going to give you the internet number that I promised yesterday for the picture of the new JetBlue Park. And that internet number would be news-press.com/JetBlue. That's presented by the Fort Myers News Press and JetBlue Airways. Incidentally, a recent editor of that paper is Dan Warner, who used to be the editor of the Lawrence Tribune. So there's a little trivia that brings Florida and Averill closer to each other. This is the weekend that the Red Sox don their green shirts and hats, and the restaurants serve the southern version of corned beef and cabbage. And that's as much as this Irishman wants to talk about the St. Patrick's Day aspects of March 17th. There are a few names I would like to bring up today. While the Red Sox jettisoned Marco Scutaro after signing him to a $6 million contract, they signed Nick Punto and Mike Aviles to battle for the right to get things ready for the anointed shortstop of the future, Jose Iglesias. In the meantime, a non-roster invitee to the team, Pedro Ciriaco, has been the star and the slugger of spring training. The 26-year-old journeyman has opened a lot of eyes, not only for his hitting, he's hitting around 600 right now, but his fielding is even more impressive. Baseball America proclaimed him as the best shortstop in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Aaron Cook is another non-roster invitee, but has a long major league record where he earned the title of the best ground ball pitcher in baseball, a handy guy to have around. The last name I will give to you today is a former Red Sox player. In fact, he actually played for 12 major league baseball teams during his 19-year major league career. His name is Matt Stairs, and he's also known for holding the record for the most pinch hits by a major league player, 23 home runs. Nobody else has come close. Stairs will join guys like Peter Gammons, Jim Rice, and Dennis Eckersley doing his pre- and post-commentary during the season. I would like to be able to tell the gang at Mox Deli how anxious I am to rejoin them, but unfortunately my time is up. Well, that's it for now. Until the next time, this is Bill Miller reporting directly from JetBlue Park for WHAV.